Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Argument Culture, moving from debate to dialogue. Written and read by Deborah Tannen, Ph.D.
This is not another discussion of civility. Civility suggests a superficial, pinky-in-the-air veneer of politeness spread thin over human relations like a layer of marmalade over toast. This is a discussion of a pervasive, warlike atmosphere that makes us approach public dialogue and just about anything we need to accomplish as if it were a fight. It is a tendency in Western culture in general and in the United States in particular that has a long history and a deep, thick, and far-ranging root system. It has served us well in many ways, but in recent years has become so exaggerated that it's getting in the way of solving our problems. Our spirits are corroded by living in an atmosphere of unrelenting contention, an argument culture. The argument culture urges us to approach the world and the people in it in an adversarial frame of mind. It rests on the assumption that opposition is the best way to accomplish anything. The best way to explore ideas is to set up a debate. The best way to cover news is to find spokespeople who express the most extreme polarized views and present them as both sides. The best way to settle disputes is litigation that pits one party against the other. The best way to begin an essay is to attack someone. And the best way to show you're really thinking is to criticize. Our public interactions have become more and more like having an argument with a spouse. Conflict can't be avoided in our public lives any more than we can avoid conflict with people we love. One of the great strengths of our society is that we can express these conflicts openly. But just as spouses have to learn ways of settling their differences without inflicting real damage on each other, so we as a society have to find constructive ways of resolving disputes and differences. In this audio program, I show how deeply entrenched the argument culture is, the forms it takes, and how it affects us every day, sometimes in useful ways, but often causing rather than avoiding damage. As a sociolinguist, a social scientist, I am trained to observe and explain language and its role in human relations, and that is my biggest job here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?